sound of ABBA on 88. So take a chance on me. It's 27 minutes past 3 o'clock. And as I mentioned at the start of the show today, we'd be introducing you to another conversation with Chapman, chatting with Chapman. That's Barry Chapman, the boss, the plumbing boss. Nice to see you again, Barry.
Yay!
And we ended off last week with a kind of cliffhanger because we discussed the fact that with all of the hormones that must be going into the water cycle. I'm talking about the, you know,
recycled water.
The recycled water cycle, and then it's recycled to sell on as a potable or potable water supply to places like Zimbabwe, for example. Yeah. Surely there must be a kind of residual hormone presence in the water. What is, and you did some research. I'm dying to hear.
So, yes, I did. Estrogen, progesterone.
And testosterone, these are the ones.
All the ones that twist your tongue when you're trying to say them.
Yes.
So, went through it. There are filter systems out there and relatively inexpensive ones. One of the most efficient and least expensive is activated carbon filtration. In very large quantities, though. So that's obviously at the bulk water point filtration. And then they also use a bio-activated filter that basically consumes what's in there as well.
So essentially, the experts are well aware of the fact, as I'm sure they would be, but good to know, that all of the hormone remnants that are in definitely the recycled water chain can be treated and removed.
So 97% of it gets removed out through the processes that I'm talking about now. And then they are busy doing studies at the moment that I read up about on ultrasonic water treatments, which the studies show at the moment that they're getting rid of 99 to 100% of all hormone trace in the water. Wow. Through that process, but it's still in developmental stages, which is quite interesting to. I'll be keeping an eye on that.
You know, there's been another study. Now, it's not to do with drinking water per se, but there's been an experiment done under water where one volunteer sat in a chamber underwater, lived in a chamber underwater for 100 days, so that the effects of living underwater for 100 days could be measured very, very accurately to determine whether or not there were either pros or cons to that kind of environment. And they discovered, and this is a research that's just been released, that in fact he had aged backwards. In other words,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's under pressure, so deep underwater.
Well, it was underwater, but it wasn't the pressure so much as the water itself. Apparently, there's something to do with the DNA, and there's at the end of a line of DNA, there's a tail that diminishes with age and retrogrades almost, causing the aging process. After 100 days underwater, this DNA tail had remarkably grown substantially. Oh, wow. To the point where he was younger in terms of every test that they could do after having been underwater for 100 days. And not underwater dead, you know, but living in this environment. And apparently there is something to do with water and our peculiar composition. That is, there is almost a beneficial relationship between the human body and bodies of water.
Well, like I keep on telling you, water's life. So that just proves the point a little bit more. Yeah,
very, very interesting study.
Jeez, yeah.
Now you've been also talking to some of the purveyors of activated water, and we had an interview with Vida Water this morning, and I see you walked in with a bottle of their active electrolyte water. I would have thought as a plumber you would be very skeptical about adding anything to water other than, you know, what nature intended, shall we say. But no, you said there's definitely some merit to it.
So as nature intended, 100% I agree with you. So if I'm up in the Drakensberg and I find myself a nice little spring coming out of the ground, I'm going to suck it up like an elephant at a waterhole. That's rich in minerals, pure good quality water. As soon as you start going through the treatment works, through facilities, and start pumping chlorine and stuff into your water, that's where the problem starts setting in. So off the bat, our stomachs and our digestive systems survive off bacteria. That's why when you take antibiotics, you have to take probiotics to boost your bacteria in your body to keep it going strong. Otherwise, your digestive system goes for a ball. So Vida, they basically take water, they RO it to a 0.01 TDS, which is your total dissolved solids, any suspended solids inside the water. And then they reintroduce minerals, 84 minerals that are harvested from the Himalayas, if I'm not mistaken. And those are reintroduced to it. Now, they do their standard bottle of water, which has got lesser amounts of it in, but still 100% what your body needs. And then they do the active and the active extreme. For the active and the active extreme rehydration, 110%. You know, I've been drinking this for 2 days now, and
you can feel the difference.
I can 100% feel the difference. Because I had a chat with Mark from Vida, and I said to him, yes, I understand the importance of water and everything like that, but I'm going to try it. Okay. So I went to the shop and I bought a couple of bottles, and I can feel in my body, I'm feeling more energetic, and my body feels a little more alive.
Now, this is good. And I can see that you're looking, you've got the eyes are clear and the skin is clear. Often there's a placebo effect that comes into testing any of these things. You know, if you see something on television or social media, you go and you take it or whatever you do, rub it on you, and you feel fantastic for a while. But it is placebo. Nothing wrong with that, of course. But in this case, well, we'll continue. We will watch this space. And if you come in a week's time looking even better, I will suggest that we all go onto this therapy.
No, I couldn't be happier, eh? And I mean, the stuff's reasonably priced for what's going into it. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And I'm going to give it a good 30-day cycle and see how I feel at the end of it. And if all goes well, then going from the way I'm feeling now, it's probably going to extend indefinitely.
Well, this is good news. We're kind of off the topic of plumbing, but not really. I mean, it's all to do with water, as you say, and water is life. I wanted to ask you just one plumbing-related question, because before you came in, I thought I would do a bit of research into innovations in terms of plumbing innovations over the past couple of years and looking at the top 10. One of those that comes in really high is leak detectors. Like, you know, you get smoke detectors in homes, you get leak detectors as well. Have you come across these things?
Yeah, so the leak specialist carries out leak detection. The leak detector itself, majority of those items are fitted into your smart water meters. And it will pick up
movement where
either
it
a constant flow of water throughout a 24-hour period, or it measures the flow of the water between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning and sees whether things. And if it's a constant, uninterrupted flow of water, it flags it as an issue. And then, you know, the managing body of whoever's managing those smart meters then sends you a notification.
So this is not something that you can fit in your own home if you're standalone?
You can, but they come at a cost.
Okay.
So my brother and I at the moment are actually working on something very similar that can be installed and retrofitted to after your water meter. So we got flow sensors. We're then installing sensors into tanks to read the water levels to see whether the tanks need to be topped up. So we're doing a little bit of R&D at the moment. But the ultimate goal is to have a facility where you can integrate it into their management platform that they have for off-the-grid systems, and be able to then notify a client if they've got a leak on site, or you can shut the mains incoming off on your cell phone and run off of your tank. So
you can react to it before you lose all your water.
So all of that stuff we're busy working on at the moment, and we're trying to make it as affordable as possible so that the everyday human that really gets impacted hard by a water leak or something like that will be able to react quickly to it and like close the water off to their property and get it sorted out as soon as possible.
Because water is going to be the next big currency. There's no doubt. Apparently, globally, it's a huge thing. But South Africa particularly is a water, very water-shy country. Water scarce. It's becoming almost mandatory now that we manage the resources very, very prudently. Good to hear that you're working on it. And we'll catch up in a week's time for another chat with Chapman. If you have any kind of plumbing-related matter that you need to get expert opinion on, well, Chapman Plumbing, they are the specialists across the board. They do it all. They do geysers, they do leak testing, and they do ordinary, everyday, clean the drain, sort out the blockages, fix it, and then retrofit all whatever it is that you need to keep the water in your home where it needs to be and to remove it from where it's not supposed to be. Very nice chatting to you.
Thank you very much, man.
In a week's time.
Beautiful.